Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are a number of misconceptions which prevail the Islamic concept of politics. In this regard, the earliest conquests which took place in the time of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, they have also come into a lot of debate. In particular, the issue of Kharaj has become a very thorny issue in the modern mind. People think that Hazrat Umar in his own times, when he conquered the areas of Syria and Iraq, he imposed Kharaj on those areas, on those lands which produced crops. And thereby he actually extorted this land from them and also imposed kharaj on them, a sort of a tax on them, so that he could earn for the state. Now this whole interpretation is not correct. If we come to realize, if we study the sources of Islamic history, what comes to the to mind is that what actually happened was that Hazrat Umar, he refused to distribute the lands which were conquered in those times amongst the warring soldiers. He said that they shall be kept in state custody. They shall be owned by the state. However, the local people, they can use that those lands, they can sow those lands for their own cultivation, and then they can give a rent on that, which was called kharaj. And this rent, of course, was proportionate. It was commensurate with the amount and the extent of produce that land did. So if a land produced a large amount of crop, the kharaj imposed was also a greater in number. And if a land produced lesser amount of crop, the kharaj imposed also was few in number. So in other words, what can be said is that kharaj was never a tax. It was a sort of a rent which the Caliph Umar imposed in his times, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He imposed in his times so that he could distribute these, instead of distributing the land territory among the soldiers, he could keep them in state custody so that feudalism could not develop. And he allowed the local farmers to sow that land, and then he imposed the kharaj on them, which was proportionate to the amount of produce which that land did. So in other words, we can say that the whole system of kharaj was not a tax. It was not an extortion. It was not a means of extortion. It was not something which is imposed as a system of oppression on the local people. The fact of the matter is, in those times, the lands which were conquered, they were kept in state custody by the Caliph Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He kept them in state custody, and he allowed the local farmers to sow their own crops in them, and then he imposed a certain amount of rent, which was proportionate to the amount of produce on those lands. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ